Well, boys, we did it. We finished book one.
Yeah, we did.
We saved the world, right?
Yeah, we saved the world.
So, right.
We got to go somewhere else to do save another world.
Yeah.
So, I want to start off episode 25. By the way, also a little pet peeve, we didn't finish on 25, but whatever. I could only extend it out so far. I want to talk about book one, have and just talk about it a little bit, and like, you know, what you guys thought about it. One, did I tell you the actual name of book one?
No, I don't think you've ever said it.
So it's called Hell Knight Hill.
Okay.
Oh,
all right, yeah.
Makes sense.
With book two, do you want to know the name of it now or later?
Later.
Later, when the title card just goes over.
Ooh. How about when it becomes applicable to know the name?
That's right.
It's already applicable, actually.
Oh.
Oh, let's hear.
Rebuilding the castle. No. Extreme Makeover Citadel.
Extreme Makeover Breach Hill Edition. No, book two is called Cult of Cinders.
Ooh.
Cool.
Which is a badass name.
That is.
I really, really like it. What I want to talk about, though, is looking back on book one. So one thing that I kept thinking about was that, what do you guys think would happen if Vaz succeeded? If she got past Renali?
She would die.
Because Renali was the only thing that pushed Vaz back into your hands.
Right.
What do you think if she succeeded?
She would have died to Rhaegar.
Yeah.
And then after that...
There's no way she's beaten Rhaegar.
And then the Molotok.
Here's what would have happened.
Oh,
okay.
Rhaegar only wanted a tribute. Vaz would have no problem being like, yes, I'm completely under your command, just to use his ass.
Okay. Hmm.
And then be like, hey, there's people down here. Rhaegar would have swept the fucking floor.
Oh my god, yeah, he would have.
Yeah. And then she would have just been like, yeah, you can just hang out down here. And then she would have just had it. She would have used and manipulated crazy old Rhaegar.
Yeah. He was crazy.
But the gate was broken, so...
The gate was broken.
But what's-his-name had the key.
Yeah. The key. Also...
The key, she would have time, though.
Also, she is a wizard.
Oh,
if you don't
right.
think she had the ability to fix that gate...
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
It, within a day.
Yeah.
She would have just been like, oh, this is your problem. Your oil's leaking. And she just would have...
Yeah, but here's my question. She wanted to make this cult of assassins or something. How would just a gate to the Mwangi... How useful would that have been?
That will come out in the next book. Because if you remember, she was in contact with someone
that was
very interested in it. So it was not necessarily her thing that she wanted the gate
right.
for. It's, you know, it clearly would have benefited her. However, whoever she was talking to was more interested in it than she was.
Yeah, I'm kind of nervous about that person.
That is a good person to be nervous about. Anyone that, talked the way that they did with such secrecy.
Oh, yeah.
And worked with Vaz, who you now know is just the epitome of awfulness.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely a person you're going to have to keep an eye out for. So after book one, is there any questions that you guys have? I mean, you guys pretty much have free reign in the castle.
I guess I'm wondering, since we essentially saved Breach Hill,
uh-huh.
I mean, it's already been talked about a reward, but I'm talking about, like, goods and services rendered for free. Like, do we get, like, a lifetime supply of pickles, or...
Oh, there's a crate directly in front of a Hell Knight Hill. It's just, like...
Pickles.
For you, it's just a giant crate of pickles, yeah.
Yes.
How funny is it that the culmination of book one, the big thing that happens... The big thing that we strive for the entire time is the fact that Benson now has a house in Breach Hill.
Hey, yeah. What a great conclusion to
possibly
the joke that we just didn't let go.
It's started as a accidental, and then it like, oh yes, now he has a castle.
Well, I guess it's really a timeshare, but.
I mean, hilariously, like Benson already had a castle.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's the only person that we cared about having a house.
Yeah, yeah. Rich boy.
The funny thing was, I was actually going to ask Jake. I was going to make it a thing where I wrote my family and was like, I need an outpost at Breach Hill. So I was going to like get them to buy me a house.
Wow.
But then this whole thing happened. So that we need it.
Hey, fam, can you spot me some money? And right. I want to buy this property.
I mean, you kind of have to do what he says.
There's Cap. But I guess I'm wondering if, as was revealed at the tail end of last episode, if your sister's like, oh, what is he doing out there? I wonder if his family shares the same sentiments. Like, if he did write, oh, I need an outpost out here, would the family be like, no, get your butt back here and do your duties?
Which kind of sounded like.
I mean, didn't talk to him.
I don't know. Are you going to talk to her? I don't talk to her.
Tell me, Benson, why did you run away from home?
Oh, yeah.
My sister beat me up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an easy one to explain.
Yeah, I mean, there was an epic ending to all of that. You guys got some stuff in the works. One thing that I did tell you guys to work on as your homework was level 5 Dragon Punch Squad. So tell me about the squad now. Who wants to go first on some cool new things that our level 5 characters have?
I will go first just to clear the air in case anyone is upset about last episode. As you may have noticed, Adalar talked to his dad through a dream. And for those astute in the spells of Pathfinder, you would know that that is a spell called Dream Message. However, Dream Message is a level 3 spell, and therefore, at level 4, Adalar could not technically cast it, but I talked to Jake beforehand and was like, hey, it's inconsequential. Can I just have this spell since we're about to level up? And he's like, yeah.
Wait,
so
did somebody say something on Reddit again?
No, I mean, I haven't looked. Oh, but I'm trying to get ahead of it, you know? Like, I'm trying to get ahead of it. So, yes, it was an intentional rule bend for roleplay, and I think it was very generous of Jake, and it was a good decision. So, yeah, level 3 spells are incredible. There are too many for me to go through since I'm a divine caster, but I'm sure that either this episode or maybe the next, you'll see a couple come out.
Oh.
And I took a feat at level 5, which I'm very excited about. It's kind of like a lot of people have access to this feat. It's called Clever Improviser. And it just kind of seemed to fit with Adalar because, you know, I'm going to go ahead and read the text of it for y'all at home. You've learned how to handle situations when you're out of depth. You gain the untrained improvisation feat. I can't read.
Words are hard.
In addition, you can attempt skill actions that normally require you to be trained, even if you are untrained. So all those times that, like, Adalar wants to do a trained action and can't, he can do it now because with this diverse group of skill sets that he's been surrounded for this past couple weeks, he's been picking up some things here and there. So, yeah.
Hmm. That's really such a good feat.
It's so
like,
good.
If you're a human.
Yeah. It just reminds me of Bardic Knowledge, you know, so from the first edition.
Exactly, yep. Yeah. It's essentially Bardic Knowledge, but now it's, like, access to, like, a lot of people. And then ability boosts, you know. Adalar, of course, got a little wiser, got a little more charismatic, and he got a little, fortuitous. Yes. I'm just going to give up on talking today. So yeah, he's got a little bit more HP because he still has nightmares from the skeleton blender. And that is
just,
level 5.
You just wake up in a cold sweat. The bones, they're everywhere.
It's just spooky, scary skeletons.
I can go quick because mine is not that much. I got stronger. I got more handsome, apparently, because my strength and charisma both went up. Got a What was the... Where's the... I'm trying to find the heritage that I took.
Oh, but. Isn't
that Haughty Obstinacy?
Yes.
Yep.
Haughty Obstinacy. It just makes it so... if they somebody fails on a check to either intimidate or coerce Benson to do something he doesn't want to do, like charms, these things, it's much harder to do that. If they fail, they get a critical fail. It's essentially like... It worked for Benson because no one tells Benson what to do.
That's right, yeah.
Benson, wait.
Benson keeps going.
you got to use intimidate against
But on top of that, the best thing that I got was I am now an expert at martial weapons, which is huge for somebody that's not a fighter because fighters just get it because they're jerks.
Mm-hmm.
But I get much better to hit now. It's all amazing. Benson's a machine of great death.
He can... And actually, on the same page, Elkwood is almost the same way with him. Level 5, he picked the Elvish Instincts feat, so that gives him the +2 to perception, and if he ties with the opponent, he goes first.
Ooh, yeah.
The
+2 to perception specifically for initiative, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, and he got a little bit stronger, a little bit more dexterous, a little bit more intelligent, and... more constitutional, if that actually doesn't work. He is more bulky, would be the word.
At level 5 for 2E, like, a lot of things scale for difficulty. Like, you get all your ability bonuses, you get to choose 4 more.
Oh, that's great. And
I think everybody gets a save that goes up at level 5.
Yeah.
So, like, for me, it's fortitude. Yeah. And then you obviously get your ancestry feat, because you get that at first level, and then every fifth level, and every 5 after.
Yeah.
Or 4 after, I think.
Yeah. And with that, he also did a skill increase. He, like Benson, gets weapon expertise. So now he's proficient in ranks for... he's an expert in simple martial weapons.
Mm-hmm.
As well as gets a feat called Trackless Step, which makes it so when he goes through natural terrains, he's difficult to track. And he gets the benefits of covered track actions.
Ooh, yeah.
So he moves half his speed. He cannot be tracked as easily.
Nice.
You guys are going to crit a lot now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the fun part.
Jake secretly like, we'll see.
Jake's like, I don't care. I know what you're about to face. You're all going to die. Kezra. So he got this new Cinderclaw gauntlet, which is awesome and my new favorite item in the world. So he's spending his downtime... now training out of martial proficiency because I threw that old halberd aside and going back to what feels natural. So he's going to be retraining into toughness to give him some HP because I still don't have a lot of AC, so I still take lots of crits. So anything that will help. I did get third level spells as well. The draconic bloodline spell that you get is haste.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I get that one, and then I got a couple of other spells that... I'll use these spells will be more fun because they're more offensive for third level. I know I took all support spells for level 2, and I also got a familiar at the end of that last episode.
Yes.
What?
Yes,
I got my snake. I got that's the cobra.
That's right.
Oh.
Yep. So Kezra now has a little snake.
Wow. I honestly didn't pick up on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
The dragon lady handed me a snake.
Honestly, I was half expecting him to go, put this into Adelar's bed.
Lunch!
You kill him with this.
Just cut his head off.
Well, after all that fun stuff, it comes down to what you want to do. What do you want to do? You guys have a clear goal in mind of Renalia wants to get back home through the Hunter Gate to the Mwangi. However, you got some shit to take care of.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how do you want to approach this? Do you want to start working on the castle first? Do you want to go to town first? Like, what do you guys want to, like?
I think it would be better if we went to town first, sold off everything we want to, and then scouted for some masons and stuff to repair the walls and all this other jazz.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, I think definitely we probably would have like a kind of like a group meeting, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, Adela were kind of, I'm sure everyone kind of gathered around and I'd allow her to be like...
No, Kether's not around in the morning.
Oh, right.
He so. Is, if you're looking for him, he's actually in the courtyard.
Oh.
I love the idea. It's like we ring a bell, and then if you look in the courtyard, all four of us come out of our section just yes. into the courtyard as equals.
Yes. So if you go to gather everyone, if you're doing it in the courtyard, Kezra's already there, and he is like, it looks like he's been working through the night, just like clearing rubble from the stairs. He's probably not even made that much headway because it's so much, but he looks like he's just like working himself to the bone. He's just like laser focused. He's got a snake wrapped around his neck for some reason. And yeah, he's just like, he looks exhausted, but he's just like,
there's just a pile of
throwing himself at these stairs.
Kezra, you're up early. That what? Are you okay?
He doesn't even acknowledge you. Just moving rocks, just piling, throwing them into the courtyard, just laser focused.
So Adelar kind of walks around just to kind of like get like, you know, turn your head like around your face, like trying to avoid the rocks, and it's like kind of waving his hand in front of your face, like anything.
We've lost him.
Good morning,
Adelar. Morning.
Don't be too alarmed, but there's a snake around your neck.
Oh, yeah, little Kezra. He's. He's with me.
I expected nothing less.
When did it become morning?
And Adelar just kind of looks at your face and just kind of sees the haggard expression. Just
like covered in dust, like scratches all, like his hands are all tore up from just clearing rocks. He's just like, he's a mess.
So Adelar kind of like, he grabs your hand and sees him all bloodied, and he, you know, whispers an incantation and like the wounds close. And he's like, Kezra, have you slept at all?
No, and he just like sits down against the wall, and he's like, no, I've been out here all night.
What? Why? The battle is over. We won. If anything, now is the time for us to rest and recuperate.
I couldn't sleep. I really just wanted to get this clear. But yeah, I'm exhausted.
It would seem so. I'm sorry, Benson.
I just said I would imagine.
Yes.
Pip and Zarf come out, and they're like, now please, look, Ezra, sleep. We will rub your feet.
Yeah. That does sound nice. Yeah. Are you calling a meeting? What are we talking about?
Well, if you're up to it, I think Benson wanted to talk about what our next steps. Benson, what were you saying earlier?
Well, it's clear we have much to do. We have a portal to repair, stairs to clear, but we also need to fix some of the holes in the walls of this place. I mean, anybody can just walk on in. So, I think it would be advantageous for us to get some help from the townsfolk. It's a town full of workers and craftsmen.
And tradesmen, yes. I believe there are quite a bit of people are in there. That would, with the right amount of coercion, they might come and help us.
I mean, to be frank, they all owe us quite a bit, so it would not be a terrible idea for us to just walk in and demand some help.
Why, Benson, I've never seen you so so demanding before. I like this side of you.
Benson immediately regrets everything he said.
Wait, I really don't like it when you agree with me.
No.
Let's sign the contract.
And I was thinking along the exact same lines, that it seems we have some leverage now that this place is legally ours and we have done the town a great service. Perhaps it's time for us to collect on our reward.
Maybe so. Do we want to talk at all about the goblins?
Well, I mean, they're in the vaults. They're not really bothering anyone.
You can hear the slight echoes of Home Sweet Home song in Goblin.
So are we happy with them down there?
At least for now. I think we should take care of things here first and then look to maybe charge them some sort of reasonable rent. All in the purpose of fixing up their dwelling, of course. You know. Okay.
Well, Adelar, I can take care of this actually for you. And he will walk to where the basement is and just kind of shout down in Goblin like, Bumble Brashers!
What?
I have a game for you!
We're cleaning.
Cleaning? What are you doing? And then he's just gonna walk down the stairs for a moment.
you walk downstairs and they're like throwing like the bogger bodies in a pile.
Oh yeah.
And then
oh.
And the one of them has a torch. Okay.
What we're gonna do is we're gonna drag those bodies upstairs first into the courtyard, and then we're gonna light them there. That's where it's safe.
But that would take forever. We could just light them here.
Yes, and burn down the everything with you in it. Do you want to burn to death?
No. Why would we burn to death?
Oh yeah, that's right. You're dumb.
Hard to argue with that logic.
Yes. Actually, perhaps this might be the best case scenario.
Oh my gosh.
It's like, nope. If you want to stay here, let's bring those bodies upstairs first, and that way we can dispose of them without this stench lingering around the building.
It smells fine.
And he's just kind of like thinking, he's like, okay. Let's put it as simple as this. You know that big scary orc man up there? He's going to chase you out of there.
What?
Yes. So if you want to stay, we should take the bodies upstairs.
Only if you have cookies.
Oh, I can get you cookies. We're going
They all
town.
Start dragging bodies up.
Yeah. We get some cookies for you, and I will catch you a nice boar to eat tonight.
They start dragging bodies up. The bogger's head's like hitting the steps as they walk up.
Good, good. And then he's like kind of like slap. He's kind of like marching forward and just kind of like, all right, in the pile.
Can you burn them behind the citadel and not in the courtyard?
Oh yes, good idea. Take them around back.
I feel like Benson's watching this and like, that's oddly very impressive.
And he's just shouting cookies the entire time. He's like, cookies, cookies, cookies. Except it's in Goblin, so no one understands what it is.
Yes.
All right, so they drag all the bodies out, and one of them just has a torch.
Can we burn it now?
He's like, wait, hold on. And he just kind of looks around first, and he's like, should be safe here. And he just kind of like kicks like a track of dirt around. He's like, keep the fire within here.
So as you're trying to get their dirt around, one of the goblin, another goblin shoves the one in with the torch. He's like, ah, ah! And he falls in, catches on fire, and they put him out really fast.
Oh, you silly little gambits. All right.
One of those things can make alchemist fire.
How?
You still don't know which one it is? Nope.
I'll figure it out in time. And so he says, well, if you want to do other things for burning, I will treat you to more cookies if that's what you want.
How about horse meat?
Horses are a lot more expensive than cookies.
Would they even tell the difference between horse meat and boar meat?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would. I will think about it. Do not touch our horses.
No. Wild horses taste best.
Well, if one of you can tell me where wild horses are, I'll see what I can do.
Just vaguely points to the woods.
Oh, you are pathetic.
You're the ranger.
Yes, honey, didn't quite look today.
Elk switching to another language they don't know.
So, yeah, well, take care of the bodies for now.
All right. So there are no more bodies. It still smells horrible.
Oh, yeah. He's actually going to, like, goes, tell you what. I will try to get you horse meat if one of you tells me which one of you makes the liquid fire.
They'll, like, look around.
I won't tell anyone else.
Bastard.
Just tell me. I'm your friend, remember? Horse meat for alchemist fire.
Bring us dog meat.
Ooh.
Clever.
Jake's just got to kill time to make a character.
I just need a goblin name, and I got one, so whatever.
Oh, nice.
Horse meat only. No dog meat.
How about 1.5 times horse meat? 50% more horse meat.
Starting to think these things aren't as dumb as they let on.
They know negotiation. God, they're like Adelar level.
I mean, they survived this long.
Yeah, right.
You see a goblin come forward with like some like librarian spectacles and a scale.
He tightens a tie that's just snakeskin.
It's like, so you're thinking it's like all these worship. No, not all of them are dust. No worshippers, are there? It's only
you would assume that Warble has definitely influenced their leaning toward Desna.
Except for the one that started following Adalar, and he's like an Abadar worshipper now. So he has like scales.
My name is Gene Goblin. I represent the legal interests of this group.
You cannot Gene exploit Goblin. The munchkins.
Gene Goblin, lawyer.
Attorney at law. Esquire.
Yes.
I will see what I can do about the horse. Oh, thank God we have a lawyer in house.
Yes, right. Oh, this makes it easier.
Lawyer in horse law, minor in dog law.
People, the jury, my client is innocent. You know why? Because none of you could do it.
We're so fucking stupid. Yep. He's but Canon, Gene Goblin, Laura lives under.
Yeah, that's his name.
Yes. Yes.
Jack's like, what do you want to do with this citadel? We're going to go barter in horse and dog meat with the goblins in the basement.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Top priority.
My top priority, sir. And I will see what I can do about the horse meat. But you better hold up your deal.
Everyone, we have horse meat coming.
And one of you better have those vials ready. Or I can at least suss out which one.
As they say that, you see one of them sort of like trot off into the woods.
Yeah, so you'll leave it up there. All right, ready for town. Let's get the hell out of here.
My face hurts.
So speaking of dealings in town, I have, growing up in Cheliax, I have dealt with most unscrupulous people. So I have a bit of experience with finding the best bargains. You could say I'm a bargain hunter.
I have no doubt about that.
Oh my god, did you get that feat from Pathfinder 2nd Edition?
Pathfinder 2nd Edition, bargain hunter.
Sure, it's
but
not
I didn't take
press.
It at first level, so I didn't get the extra 2 gold.
But yes, I'm well equipped in these negotiating situations.
Benson, you were once a part of the city guard. Perhaps you could look about getting our reward while I search the town for masons and selling our goods. And I think you also wanted to get some equipment resized, did you not?
Yes, that splint mail looks particularly nice, though. A little too small for my frame. I need to get it resized. And also, I'd like to get some of these markings off of this sword.
Ah, yes.
And I'd also love to get out of this Hell Knight plate.
So who would like to come along with me for our negotiating?
Elk would join, because he also has to take care of things with... he wants to do the same thing to the blade, because it's a Hell Knight blade.
Oh, yeah.
And he wants to at least reconfigure it, because he wants to get a striking rune on it.
Right.
As well as not... Make it so it doesn't look like a Hell Knight sword anymore.
Why? That's like the most badass scimitar.
At the same time, if he gets caught with it by another Hell Knight, I think that means trouble. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, it would.
But also, he.
I mean, you've met one.
Yeah, yeah. But he rolled pretty well on the Hell Knight.
We have the striking rune on the scimitar. You can transfer that. It'd be cheaper than buying one.
That is true.
True.
And then we can just sell the +1 scimitar.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. But he also wants to recon. He has his own. Thoughts for wanting to change it.
Yeah.
I have religious reasons.
Yes. In a way, religious reasons.
I'm just uncomfortable in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. And what else was it? He wants to go to the tailor as well.
You're going to get a suit?
Oh, yeah. He is going to go to, I believe, Crimson Wood Furs, which they do tailoring and colorations.
Yeah, they do. All right, so who wants to do their bit first?
I mean, I would just... The first thing I would do is I would just go to the captain of the guard.
Okay. So you go there, and they're like, Benson, you coming back from work?
No, I need to speak to... It was a council member that I spoke to last time.
Yeah, you spoke to Greta Gardania.
Yes.
She's the head of the council, so...
Yes, okay. No, I'm not coming back to work. I need to find Greta.
What about your pension?
We've sent you letters to some house.
It's just a pile of letters just in the middle of the street. They're like, I don't know what to do with this.
Benson's like, I have a change of address form I need to fill out.
Yes.
Well, you got to fill that out before you... Oh, my God. all right, so, yeah, you go to Greta Gardania. She is in her town hall office.
Yeah.
Just filling out paperwork.
Ah, Greta, how are you doing?
Ah, good, Benson. I assume you're doing well. How did everything happen at Telnight Hill? You've been gone for many days.
Yes, well, we finally were successful. We found Vaz and put her in the ground.
You took credit for that.
Wait, mm-hmm. Vaz, when we were leaving the tunnels, we probably grabbed her body, right?
I would assume so. You didn't say what you did, so I assumed you just...
Right. Yeah. So I feel like Benson would probably take that with you if we're going to get a...
A body?
I mean, we need proof.
Just cut off her head.
I killed this person! Slump.
I mean...
Pay me!
Okay, so we'll say that we wrapped her body up, and I guess I just left it on the front lawn or something.
On the front lawn?
It just crucified.
You hung it on, like, the statue of a... What was the wizard's founder. Name? The
yes.
founder.
Layman Breached.
Layman Breached. And you just like laid it at the foot of the statue in the big courtyard.
We found out that she was attempting to use a rather magical or powerful magical artifact, Soto's ring, to create. Well, to please a wealthy benefactor, so she could create some kind of assassin's guild.
An assassin's guild. What? Goodness, Vaz was, she kept to herself, but this is just, I don't think anyone really expected this. What evidence do you have of this? I trust you, I just want to keep this down for the books.
The diary?
Yeah, so you hand her, like, literally everything.
Yeah.
And she just starts, like, reading through, and she's just, like, dumbfounded. You know, Vaz, she owned, like her private library. There was the public library that had, that was held in the Breach Hill archives, but hers was just a very, very privatized private sector library, and so she's just shocked. She's like, I just don't know what to think of this. Thank you for bringing her in. We weren't sure what was going to suffice, but I think this is well enough. And she hands you a bag of 50 gold pieces. And she goes, if there's anything you need, we've already made sure that you have a hero's discount of 20%. At any store in town. So please, you know, use anything necessary, and if there's anything else we can do to help, we would be happy to do so.
Well, that would be advantageous, because we found one more thing while we were delving deep into Hell Knight Hill, and that was the deed to Citadel Terrain. So now...
Your chair just scoots back.
Me and my... compatriots now own joint membership of the entire Citadel by law.
The deed was there the whole time.
In the basement. Inaccessible due to...
She just rubs her temples.
God, these people are stupid.
We could have just had a Citadel.
Oh.
Well...
Literally a town of heroes never went to the basement...
To be fair, the basement was kind of difficult to get to.
Yeah, you kind of had to kill Goblin God.
Yeah.
But, I mean, your town...
Wait, the Goblin God.
Raldir, yes. Did I ever find out what he was? Like, did Benson ever find out what
he was? Somebody knew.
Yeah, he was the Greater Bar... He was a Greater Barghast.
Yeah.
He was a Barghast.
Horrible demon, Greater Barghast, was sitting in the catacombs beneath as well. He was tough.
I'm shocked. Purely shocked that no heroes until now have gone into that place to find all these things that you're talking about.
A little curious, yes. Well, that's what pushed Vaz back. Well, no, Rinaldi did, but...
Who?
Explain Rinaldi. The Hunter's Gate and all this other shit.
She's just like you keep bringing her more information. That's just like,
keep remembering. Like, oh no, this other huge important plot.
Sorry, I am terrible. I'm just terrible at explaining things. I'm not going to tell anyone. It is clearly your business what happens in your citadel now.
I love this word.
this is so much information.
And it's unfortunate that the town of Breach Hill never came upon the deed, but now you at least have a group of, well, you could call us a League of Extraordinary Gentlemen that are friendly towards the town.
But who's Sean Connery?
Benson.
Do any of you turn into bats?
I think Kesra's working on that. but yes, we're going to need quite a bit to fix up the citadel itself.
Oh, well, what sort of services do you require?
Masonry, minor construction, probably need to get a hold of somebody who can build furniture, maybe just some, interior designers.
Oh, well.
Got anybody from HGTV?
Crimson Wood Furs has done plenty of those refurbishing TV shows.
Those moving pictures, as we call them.
You guys could go to Breach Creek Lumber is like the main place for lumber things. They not only do trips out into the woods around Breach Hill to get that kind of stuff, but they also do furnishing and construction when it comes to wood. When it comes to stonemasonry, there's Passandi Bros, which is owned by Quintino Passandi, the guy that accused Kesra of running out of the fire in the town hall.
Wasn't he a jerk?
He was a total jerk.
Mel Gibson, right?
He was played by Mel Gibson. And there is also Tuskhead Stoneworking, which is owned by Rorsk Axbane.
That might be better.
if I'm not mistaken, he is also on the town council, but they hate each other. Right. So they're constantly at each other. Rorsk Axbane is played by James Cosmo.
Okay.
He was in Game of Thrones. So.
Nice.
Let's see. Yeah, so that's those. You could also, the Quarters and Bits, which is owned by Crink Twiddleton. He might have some other stuff for different supplies and things like that. You definitely have quite a bit of resources here.
So I will go to the Tusk. What was his name?
Oh, you want to go to Tuskhead Stonework.
Yes, that's what I wish to do.
So I'll give you a little bit of background. A new venture in the last decade, Tuskhead Stoneworking does brisk business building limestone foundations and walkways, installing landscaping stonework, and carving gravestones. The business is known for importing large barges of quarried stone straight into its building on the banks of Breach Creek, and management's strong relationship with the town council has ensured all permit requests are readily approved.
Sounds like the guy we want.
Yeah. I can tell you that working in permitting, it's a pain in the ass. So yes. It's pretty nice to do that. In recent years, Tuskhead has poached a few prominent clients from the Passandi Bros. Masonry Company, a coup for owner Rorsk Axbane, I hate that name, male dwarf played by James Cosmo, as I said, who has always suspected that his rivals dabble in shady business practices.
Really?
Shocking.
So you go there. He is not actually there right now.
Okay.
So it's a little early in the morning. So he's probably out gathering supplies or whatever.
Is there anyone here I can speak to that would second in command? Or?
There's just a dwarf child.
Okay.
My dad's out.
Okay. I'll come back later then. Anybody else can do what they wish.
All right. Let's go shopping, boys.
Yeah, Elk's on tag around with Adelar.
All right.
Oh, you said it's early in the morning.
Yeah, it's like 7 a.m.
Oh, gosh. Well, then no store would be open.
There's still people walking around, and you know, some people do get a head start on the day.
Okay, well, I feel like remember that one place I went to sell armor? The guy's like, find any more Hell Knight stuff? Back here.
Yes, he was a traveling merchant, so he is not here anymore.
Oh, damn.
All right, well, I'm going to try to find another merchant to sell the goods to.
All right. You find a rat folk who has just a ton of, like, armor and weapons and stuff on his cart.
Good day to you.
Hey, what's up?
I have come into possession of some goods that I'd like to sell. I have a couple magic chain shirts, some plate mail, or half plate, from a Hell Knight, and a nice halberd. Because you had the scimitar, right? You wanted the scimitar?
Just move the rune over to it.
That'll take a day, and with the 20% discount, only 5 gold.
Yeah, that works for me.
Okay. And I guess we'd probably have to seek a magic user for that.
How did Benson be able to do that? Because didn't you transfer a rune?
There was a smith that could do it.
Yeah. So we could just go to the smith and do it.
Okay. So we'll do that after we sell to this here rat folk.
Don't say such disdain.
Hey, I got other customers. You want something?
Hey, you look behind. There's no one there.
Like I said, I'd like to sell these chain shirts. This
his eyes are constantly dilating in different alternates.
So I present the items, and I say,
good. He sniffs it, licks it. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Tastes like plus one.
And tell me, these are in such good condition. I'm sure we can come to a good negotiation on the price. And I'm going to roll a diplomacy. Because I can use roll diplomacy as earn income.
Uh-huh.
And I'm an expert in diplomacy. So you would set the task level in the earn income chart.
Mm-hmm.
Page 236 for all of you following at home in the Pathfinder 2E core rulebook.
So many things are complicated.
Everyone at home is like, God damn, I'm going to open up the book now?
I got to go buy a book?
What's a book?
Pause, run down to your local game shop.
Always buy from your local game shop.
Always. All right, so you set the DC, all roll diplomacy. All
right.
We'll see how it goes.
All right.
I actually need to get my diplomacy up. You'd think I'd have it memorized. Oh my gosh. Diplomacy.
He's still just waiting. He's like, come on.
Tapping his little rat foot.
I got a 17.
Mm. Peck's DC was 20. So he's just like, what are you pulling here? Yeah.
All right, so a failure, I still do get extra.
You,
money
sir!
He's
pointing at nothing. What do you have? Get out of here. All right, back to you.
So what'd you set the task level at? It ranges from 0 to 20.
Oh, I just set it at, like...
20? You said?
5?
5. Okay, so on a failure, I get 2 silver pieces.
Okay.
Yeah. If I got a crit fail, then I would get nothing.
Oh, right. Gotcha, yeah.
Hmm. All right, so that's an extra 2 silver pieces on each item. I don't have those. How much each are worth off the top of my head.
Once you find that, you can edit, but he takes them, and he's just like, yeah, all right. You know what, lady? Just because you're pretty, I'll take them.
This guy's tripping balls.
Hey, if you got any more of those mushrooms, I'll take those too.
He's not even looking at you. Of course.
He's like looking like above you.
Good day.
Yeah. Elk's, like, since he was there, he's just going to roll like a underworld check. Just curious. That's 15.
15? You feel like you've seen this dude before, and many of his wares probably aren't...
good.
Well, they're good. It's just he didn't get them.
Hot.
Good means, yeah.
They're hot.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, boy.
So how much did you get for them again?
How much did I get for them?
Yeah.
I'm looking up the price right now. It's half the
I'm
the
doing
half
it.
That you're doing it?
Yeah.
What a guy.
Armor potency runes... are expensive, so those chain shirts are good. Pretty penny.
Yep.
All right, so while he does that, I feel like you're stepping out of the shop, and then you see Benson walking down the street. Yeah, and you accomplished what you wanted to.
Indeed, I have this tradesman here. We struck a reached an accord, and I got a, I kind of do an aside, got a little extra for it, too.
Well, I gave over all of our evidence we had on Vaas, and I held up a sack, and we were rewarded handsomely.
Ah, yes.
Puts it back in his cloak.
Nice. Well, it seems you did a good job.
Well, yes, but it seems I'm going to have to wait for some more of the day to pass to get to the Masons.
Ah, that makes sense. It is still early in the day, so...
Yes. I don't think the blacksmith will be open either, unfortunately.
We can always check, because you, and he kind of pulls out the other armor. He's like, you wanted to get this resized, right?
Yes, yes, if possible.
And then, Elkwood, you had some ruins you needed to transfer over? Yes.
Yes, that's scimitar that we found. I would like to apply this to my other blade.
Kezra, that snake's still around your neck. You really should be careful.
Don't worry, little Kezra is with me. He listens to me.
Strange.
He came to me in the night. That's all you need to know.
Let's see.
When people walk by, it like hisses at people.
Came to him during the night. He stayed up all night. Adelar is going to roll a medicine check to see if he's under the effect of some snake poison.
Oh, the snake poison that keeps you up.
So I get like a 20 something. Do I think you're under any kind of a poison effect?
No, just exhausted.
This snake's venom glands produce crystal meth.
He's tweaking.
I'm gonna clean the whole fucking castle.
Kezra, you really should lie down.
It's pure blue.
I'll lie down later. I can't right now.
It's like, seriously, he's just shaking like in place. Just,
oh my gosh.
All right, so you guys want to go to the blacksmith?
Yes.
Right.
People are fighting in the streets.
Yeah, I know. There's clearly a fight going on.
Benson, break this up.
No.
It's just medieval town.
You assume Benson's not the one to start
this. You insulted my mother.
All right, so you guys wander around for a bit, and you arrive at Quarters and Bits, the place you went to last time that I totally forgot was the place. So Quarters and Bits, this dual storefront is home on one side to a general store called Bits, and the other one, a weapon and armor smithy called Quarters. From the outside, the business seems separate until it becomes clear that both are the effort of proprietor Crink Twiddleton, a male halfling merchant played by James Corden.
Nice.
A fast-talking halfling whose sales skills often help him sell outlandish items to customers and convince them they never knew how much they needed his wares. Crink is known for wearing a smart suit and a jaunty hat, and for having a mischievous twinkle in his eye. But beyond his cheesy charisma, he is also known for importing some of the finest good and employing some several highly skilled smiths.
Ooh.
So he apparently wasn't there that day that you got your rune transferred over.
That makes sense.
Benson found someone else.
He was out drinking that day, and he came back. He was like, "What? How we made a sale, did we?"
So, Benson will go in. Hello.
Hello.
We have many things that we wish to inquire of your shop, and I imagine
I got plenty of things to sell you.
Well, I don't think we will be buying much, but we have much we need worked on.
Oh, well, then come over here. And then he goes over to his other desk.
Okay.
Hello, sir. How can I help you?
We have many things we wish to transfer and retool.
Ah, well, we can help you right over here. And then he walks outside to the smithy.
Okay. And I point out the splint mail, plus one splint mail.
And Elk is going to, like, take out the scimitar, the elvish curved blade, and like put them side by side. And I would like this rune being transferred to this blade here. And if you are capable, and he like has the short bow, the plus one magical short bow with him, says if you could put a rune of striking on this as well. We have the gold for it.
His eyes just open and gold pours out of it. Yeah. We can do that for you.
Excuse me, sir. I don't know if you know who this gentleman is. He is part of the Breach Hill Heroes. I'm sure word of our exploits.
Breach Hill Heroes. He shoves all the other projects. Go ahead, slap him up here.
I believe the councilwoman, Greta Gardenia, mentioned some sort of discount that we would get.
Yeah, yeah, you will get the hero's discount.
I'm very happy to hear that.
And this, please save this for the end, make sure everything else is done first, but then he gives him the bastard sword. Can you please get all that Hell Knight imagery off of that?
Wow, this is quite cool.
Yes, well, conflict of interest, I guess.
He's a very religious man.
If you couldn't tell by the giant symbol of Iomide on my back.
What?
Oh, I got that at like a yard sale or something.
Yeah. So you want me just to scratch out the Inferno language here?
Yeah, just clean it off. All the weird garish spikes on the hilt. Yeah. Dull those down.
Yeah. Asmodeus rules.
With a Z.
Yeah. Yeah. Elk is actually going to say the same thing. He's like, as much as I love the design, I just simply would like a bit of variation if you're capable of redesigning the... Like, in general. Like putting a little bit of etchings on certain place for aesthetic purposes.
Yep. We can do that for you. To give us a day or two, should be able to handle that for you.
And I described him the symbol of House Black, and I would like that where the old Inferno was.
Could you draw it there for me?
Draw it, I guess.
Wow, this looks terrible. All right, we'll get it on there.
Allow me, Benson.
And he's going to do some scribing. Any time to use my lore scribing.
What's that one?
It's a one. So,
Black sucks.
Adalar, he's about to draw the symbol of Iomide, and then he just kind of looks over his shoulder, and he draws Abadar. He draws Abadar's symbol, and tries to, I'm going to actually roll a deception to try to sneak
that
in.
Oh my god.
Let's see, what does it got?
What does he have to beat for me?
It has to beat your perception DC. My deception's not great. But who knows, maybe we'll roll a nat 20 on this.
Where's perception DC?
Oh my gosh. I literally rolled a nat 20.
So don't worry about it.
Yep, no, I won't worry about it.
So I was like, this is the drawing.
Benson walked away, assuming his job was done.
Asshole. Like,
I rolled a nat 1, then a nat 20. Hey, what are the chances?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Are you keeping track of that in my alignment tracker?
Yeah,
right. I would say like Elkwood like kind of gives a general description of his, because he was thinking of like kind of like doing the design on the blade, kind of looks like a insect wing.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like the shape of it, and like when everything else is scratched off, it just kind of.
Oh, you're some kind of a beekeeper, yeah?
You say something like that, yes. And it's like, kind of like instead of like the Hell Knight type of designs, like he could just change it to like a chipness, like leg.
Nice, almost. Nice.
Cool. Oh, Elkwood, did you want me to draw it?
And he goes, no. So it's not writing anything, so it's fine.
So with the discount, you bought a striking rune, right? And you're transferring the other rune?
Yes.
All right, so 53 for the striking rune and then 5 for the transfer. So 57.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, being a hero rocks.
Yeah. 20% discount is badass.
Yeah.
Being a hero is a really lucrative prospect.
Yeah. How much is a striking rune for a weapon?
65. Huh. So we get down to 53.
Yeah.
That's good.
Great.
52, sorry.
That's excellent, though. Like.
So while you guys are discussing this with Crink Twiddleton, you walk out and you hear...
I'm not going to walk out yet. I'm sorry. So I was like, excuse me, you sell bits, correct?
Yeah, we sell bits, but what's going on out there?
I want to buy a wand.
Yeah, I want to buy a wand.
You got like the box of discount wands like on the side, thrown into like a cupboard.
You hear a commotion going on outside.
I really need this wand.
As two people are arguing, and you see they appear to be... Mr. Passandi.
Oh no.
As well as Rorsk Axbane. And they're like getting into it and they're like yelling at each other. You can't quite hear what they're saying yet, but they're like yelling at each other.
Are these the Masons?
Yes.
Mel Gibson versus who?
James Cosmo.
James Cosmo.
Cool.
This seems like a job for diplomacy.
Or I could intimidate them to shut them up. Yeah.
But I have group impression.
Yeah.
Let Tim use his feats.
I'm worthless.
You can't just yell your way out of every situation.
Watch me.
I'm worthless in any other situation. Let me have this one thing, Benson.
Tim has all these downtime non-combat feats.
I know.
Hey, do your thing, man.
All right, so I actually get to make a group impression against four people. So if there's anyone else getting into it, I can cover them as well.
They each got posses.
Their sons are with them.
They're doing West Side Story.
Ooh.
Snap fight.
Aid him with intimidation.
I will aid him with intimidation.
Yeah. Use that intimidating glare. Or
I walk up to them. I'm going to say, "What seems to be the problem? It's a great day. What need is there for this commotion?"
Roars Askbane pushes Passandi away, and he's like, "This devil worshiper took customers from me again."
Well, come now. It is a free market here. How could he take them unless he forced them by some magic? Is that what you're implying?
Yes! I can't prove it, but I know he's doing some dirty in his basement. I can feel it. I can feel the energies coming out of him.
I rolled to aid and got a natural 20.
Woo!
So
I look at the Persandi and like, what defense do you have for this? I am a cleric of Abadar, so mind you, I act as a mediator.
I simply employ business practices that are not illegal in this town.
Oh. Could Elkwood do like
now, if he were a better stonemason, perhaps he would keep his customers.
Ouch.
Ooh. Well, this
versus
to me,
like cracking his knuckles and grinding his teeth.
Because he's like,
this to me, diplomacy morphs and evolves over time. Perhaps this is a matter, I mean, you both are on the council. Perhaps this is a matter that we can bring up to the larger body of the council. I would be happy to act as mediator and come to a diplomatic resolution.
As you say, council, Greta was walking by and heard that and just turned around and walked. It's just like, nope.
All right, so I'm going to roll my diplomacy now to try to quell this argument.
I hated you.
How much does a nat 20 get me?
He gives you a plus 2.
Okay, I rolled terrible.
Yeah, you did.
Terrible. Let me make sure I don't have any spells for this or something.
Nope.
Agile feet, forbidding ward, chill touch. I mean,
chill touch.
I try and person both of them.
All right. Well, I got a 17.
Plus 2?
Yes, with the plus 2. I rolled a 2!
I know, his diplomacy is so good.
Is there someone that broke coercion and you take like a negative 4 or something?
What? I'm not trying to coerce anyone.
Oh.
No, yeah. He's just trying to change their attitudes, pretty much. So, it doesn't seem to work, because Mr. Passandi is like, well, I'll be enjoying a nice paycheck next week. And Vorsk is just like, he takes on an axe and somebody holds him back. Yeah. They're like, no.
It's not worth it.
Mr. Passandi eventually just like walks off. He's just like, if you don't mind me, I have new customers to attend to. Ooh. And then he walks away.
What was the name of the dwarf?
This is Rorsk Axbane. He was the guy of Tuskhead Stoneworking.
Yeah. Rorsk Tuskbane, is it?
Yeah, it's me. What?
Well, no need to be too angry if you're insulted that he said you have no customers. Well, no fear, for you now have new customers.
Is that so?
We're looking for masonship for Hell Knight Citadel.
Well, come to my shop. I'll explain the whole situation with Mr. Passandi over there. So you guys
go back to his shop.
Well, I imagine me and Elkwood will do. You guys want to get stuff from Bits.
Yeah, I want to get stuff from Bits.
So we split up.
Yep.
Split the party.
Split off again. all right. What do you guys... you guys walk into Quarters and Bits.
Yep.
He's like still... I imagine he's still over at the Smith place. Excuse me. Could we get some service over here at Bits?
Hey, jumps off the stool and runs over. Hey! I can help you out.
He has like different tonal bells for each day.
Yes.
Curious you have any wands in stock.
Yeah, we got wands. And he pulls out what looks like, you know, the like the artist like roll artist roll with like the brush. He like unravels it across the desk and there's just a bunch of wands in there.
Got any mage armor?
We're looking for two of them.
Oh, looking to protect yourself, eh?
Well, our work is very dangerous.
Heroes! Yeah. We got a wand right here. And he pulls it out.
Is it a wand of mage armor? Are there two?
Just one.
Just one.
Kezra, I think you are more in need of this than I am.
Well, you could always commission one.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to ask. Yes, yeah.
What, does this guy get crit a lot?
He just, like, pulls off his, like, sash. There's just scars everywhere.
Well, you should be dead.
Many times over, but you have no idea.
Gives Adelar a slap on the back. He's like, that's what I have this guy for. Yeah, so I'm going to get that.
All right.
And might I commission to have another wand of mage armor either crafted or brought into town for me?
Yeah, we can make an older one for you. He pulls out a notepad.
Nice. And how long should I expect the wait time to be?
I should be here about a week. If you want to pay extra, I can make it 5 days.
I think I will stick to the hero's discount and call it good.
You cheap son of a bitch. All right, what do you want?
Actually, I'm going to roll diplomacy to get an even better discount.
I love
for
this guy so much.
Uh-huh.
Get that bargain.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you set the task level. I'm an expert. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And I'll roll the dice. Oh, my gosh. I need to switch dice because this is embarrassing.
What'd you get? What'd you get?
I got a 17. It's a... I don't know. What'd you set the DC at?
I set it at 20 again.
Okay, so I still get a discount, but just not much.
Yeah.
For everyone at home, Tim, what is your bonus to diplomacy?
My bonus to diplomacy is 13, and I rolled a 4 for a 17.
So I get an additional 2 silver for that that wand.
Yeah, you get 2
silver. That's how bad Tim is rolling right now.
Yeah, he's rolling bad. Just like, whoop. And I like it. You give me a lot of business, but I do have a family to feed.
Ah, yes, I'm sure.
I mean, it's just me, and I like to drink, so...
I like expensive booze.
Drink what, exactly? That gives him, like... I imagine he's, like, less on drink and more, like, on some sort of Adderall type half the time. Like, he's just, like, spinning from, like, room to room, just like...
Dude's popping Addy.
Oh, my God.
And I'm gonna pay him up front for the wand.
Oh, you're a good man. Honest money, I like it.
Indeed, I like to pay on good faith, but believe me when I say, by Abadar's gaze, the deal is made. He watches over all of us. I shall have you know.
You'll kind of creep me out.
He watches.
So that's 47 gold and 8 silver for all those listening at home.
Ah. If you're following along at home with our initiative, with our loot tracker,
it's up on the Discord.
Some listener out there with a calculator, like, hold these bitches accountable.
Please do. We're terrible at that.
I'm gonna get you.
What do you work for the IRS?
Oh my gosh, we're gonna get an audit.
Man audit.
Literally, this is gonna be a subreddit Dragon Punch Squad loot audit on the Reddit.
Yes.
Oh, you can't afford this.
Excuse me, I've been speaking to my lawyer, Gene Goblin.
He says we can have it.
Gene Goblin comes out. Listen, they might have been doing a lot of money laundering. However, where would Breachill be
without them?
Without them, yeah, you all would probably be dead and in hell. I don't think you all want to be there. So.
Not only that,
I'm a lawyer. I'm well acquainted with the plane.
And if you think about it, a bunch of penniless wanderers suddenly coming into ownership of a giant citadel, it really isn't that uncommon.
Happens all the time. Happened my cousin last week.
Castles are literally free.
Yeah, they're everywhere. Got so many castles, can't hold them.
All right, so... you guys go to Rorsk.
Tusker. Tusker Stonework. I like his name better than Pasandi Bros, honestly.
Yep. Mr. Pasandi does have a wonderfully curly mustache. However, he's a jerk. So you go to Tusshead Stoneworking, and he's got the notepad out, and he's like, all right, so what can I help you with today? What do you need?
So Benson starts.
Gravestone, I assume, right? You kill a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Oh, all right. I'll write you down for 20 gravestones.
Well, so Benson,
do we get that in bulk?
Benson starts listing off like the walls that need repaired, the stairway that needs cleared, all these other things that will be need to be done.
Wait! You said repaired.
Yes.
You're not building something. What are you repairing?
Citadel Terrine.
Why are you repairing that?
Because we own it now.
You own the Citadel.
Yes, we have the deed, and it's a four-way split for our group.
Yes, if the other guy was here, he would show you the glowing piece of paper with our names on it.
His eyes just sort of glow, and he like sticks his head out, and he's like, "Boy, stop working."
We're gonna make a lot of bread today.
And there's one guy who's like, I'm almost done. Shut up.
Kicks it over.
All right, so yeah, he starts loading up the cart with just tools, his other dwarf friends that were working there.
But I would also like to ask him, for me personally, though, I was wondering if you do something a favor. Can you make me a piece of statuary roughly my size and something that looks like me? And carve this into the chest, and it's his family symbol. So it's a symbol. His great 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 grandfather looked a lot like him. So that's.
Oh, here are those. You're fooling yourself. I got you. Yeah, we can do that. I also have a favor to ask of you.
What do you need?
I know you're not a town guard anymore, but you've always known the Pasandi guy to be kind of shifty.
Yeah, he's a bit of a dick.
I've heard rumors that he's got something going on in his basement. Ooh. Someone said they heard some noises. Good friend of mine down at the bar. You know Bob.
Yeah, Bob.
Yeah, Bob. Yeah.
Bob's great.
Bob was saying he was hearing something in his basement. Not like anyone was like being murdered or something, but weird chanting or something. Could you just take a look there? If he's doing something that's gonna endanger the people around him, I just can't deal with that.
I'll bring it up with our group.
I believe I can actually take care of that quite easily.
I've got a guy.
you mean this guy right here?
Yeah. No.
What? No, of course not. I would never do such things. Only if you throw into how are you with an aqueduct leading to it? Because I'm actually looking for a nice bath. If you can get nice stonework.
You want me to make you a bath?
Yes. Out of stone.
You want a stone bath?
Yes.
It's actually kind of baller.
And it will go right in A16.
In A16.
We labeled our castle.
Go and write that down there. All right. Bath in A16. Yeah.
I'd like to point out that Mark is putting the only place that our territory intersects, a fucking bathtub.
Yes.
Oh, it's going to be like a hot tub.
Wait,
like,
wasn't that the
also
kitchen?
Also on the opposite side of the residential area of the Citadel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not here.
Benson's going to get up and walk in there.
Oh, my gosh.
And Elk was just going to be taking a bath. Like, oh, dude, come on, man.
No, it's going to be like a nice hot tub area.
No, Benson is going to brick up that door. It's like, we don't need a door there.
You know what I'm gonna do?
He's like, I'm here to think that. Actually, I would like your advice. I will take either A16 or the room below it and put it in a corner and turn that into a nice relaxation room.
Well, I have no idea what this place looks like, so how about when I get there?
Oh, we'll take a tour.
You'll give me the grand tour and then we'll talk about it. But he like goes over and he's like, I really need you to look into that guy.
Consider it done. And what else could we get from this guy?
I don't think there's much else we need.
Could he do a... So you said he could do statues?
Yeah.
He could do walls, too, right?
Yeah, he can do quite a bit. Actually, so...
Because he's thinking about if he could get a... he might do that later, actually. Never mind.
Okay. So we will talk about the price of all that stuff off air, because that's extremely boring.
20% off.
He loads up everything into his cart and he starts walking with you guys off to Hell Knight Hill.
Nothing in time.
This guy starts making a commotion to some of the guards, and he's like, "No, I saw it. I swear." And the guards are like, "You didn't see it." He's like, "There was a dragon flying off. No. I swear to you." They're like, "No, look, there's no way that's possible." And he's like, "I was walking past it, and there was a dragon." And I'll see you guys next time.
Oh. Dragons aren't real. What are you talking about?
That man's clearly insane. Throw him in the sanctuary.
You did not see anything.